Hi everyone and welcome to episode 214 of Radio Redux. This is the penultimate Radio Redux show before going our traditional break, and I have a good time over Christmas and what have you. What is going on today then? Well, it's going to be part two of this compilation show of my guest appearances on various other mediums. Nowhere near as good as Radio Redux, of course, but I'm so busy with Sega at the moment, guys. It's unreal. Really is. Hello anyone who's coming to Radio Redux the first time via Sega for some reason. Hi. This is not normal Radio Redux, but as I said, it's part two of this guest compilations thing that I've been doing as what's known as filler. It's kind of a clip show, really, but not a clip show. Or just a collection of very big clips. Coming up on today's little mix, we've got an episode of the Sonic Hour from more or less this time last year, perhaps a bit earlier than that, and it's the fifth episode of Season 3, which is the Sonic Rex Watch Hour, and it was dealing with the Rex Factor, funnily enough, which of course is going on at the moment. I hope you've got getting your entries in. Check out the Rex Factor page, which you can find via the little banner on the main news page of Sonic Rex at the moment. We are still accepting entries for the all-comers. We have got more or less everyone for the all-stars, including... we're getting a guest in for the All-Star competition, a late entrant from nightstodreams.com. Hi to Trippy and Digi if they are listening in. They are going to be doing Dreams Dreams, hopefully a lot better way than Dreadnoughts did last year, which got him the wooden spoon, of course, if you remember, and made him do the forfeit and sing the DK rap. So we've got this show coming up. I also revealed during the show the identity of the third judge at the time, which was obviously a big secret. Nobody knew about that. The reaction from Rory and Sven is quite impressive. There's a sort of deathly silence when they realise that their works of personal gratification were in fact going to be heard by people of relative importance. So we've got that. Afterwards, I'm going to treat you to something you've probably heard before at some stage, but it was something that went out on the Raccoon Zone, but it was actually for the Sonic Sega Sonic Radio's 16th celebrations from this year, which was orchestrated by the almighty T-Bird, the Great White Northern T-Bird. You should watch a Sonic Hour. Except you can't. And you can't watch it. But you might listen to Tea Time. Sundays. After the Sonic Hour. Much better. I'll have my money as well. Thanks, T. So, yes. it was orchestrated by T-Birds, and it was the Antiques Bird Show, which features me in a couple of guises as Arjun GK, and I think I'm on there as Espio as well. Following that, we'll have the deleted scene from that, which actually involves Jet the Hawk, which never made it into the final one. It was cut out due to time constraints. I'm earning a lot, aren't I? Yeah, it's annoying because I haven't done the show for so long. This is also annoying because I've actually had to re-record this. It was all done, it was ready to go. I say it's 4th of December. No, 5th of December. 6th of December. No, my calendar has not been turned around yet. It's the 4th of December today. And it was all this. Originally, this was all done and dusty in October. And for some reason, the entire middle of the show had vanished from the time that it was recorded. It was recorded properly and signed, sealed, or done, delivered. Yes, the entire middle of the show has gone. So it's all going to be done again. Rounding off things, we have episode 114 of Tea Time with T-Birds. Basically, the reason I was on there was because he had this quiz thing that he was going to do, which is obviously well known about now, and I'm still in the running, I'm pleased to say. And he wanted to sort of test things out on me. So this is a sort of a dummy run, and only goes to prove that, as I was completely unprepared, I had absolutely no hope in hell of doing well on it. In fact, it came to the point where T actually, if you listen in, that was getting a bit exasperated by my sort of long sort of periods of sort of commenting and answering. So he asked me for some more concise answers, and the most concise answer I could think of was pass. So it got to the point where I was just saying pass for everything, and basically I just tried to ruin the show from that point on, and I succeeded. But it's very funny. It's all done in jest. So that's rounding off the show today. So it'll be quite long. I hope you're not going anywhere any particular soon, but then you've got this ability to pause it, this show, and come back to it and what have you. But we're just going up to 6 minutes in. There's no music today. You'll have music from the individual shows. I'll try and crop it down a bit when I can. But that's it. So that's it. There's going to be no other explanation from me because my is on borrowed time as it is already, and I have to get back to work, basically. Go back to work for all you lovely people out there, and so there's not going to be any other sort of chat from me. No reintroductions or anything. So, no even further introductions to the parts. No, not at all. So, that's it. All for me for now. Catch you later. Coming up now, the Sonic Rex Watch Hour.
Yeah. Let's try that again. Hello. Yay. We tried to say hello professionally, but it did not work out. Yeah. King of the Ring. Yay. Blame him for that. Rorys.
I was busy doing professional work.
Oh, as if.
Whereas you were just titting about and didn't even have the microphone ready.
Anyway, no, the microphone just didn't work. Anyway, welcome to the Sonic Hour.
It wasn't ready.
The date is the 21st of January 2007, in case you decide to download this about 10 years later and decide to go, ooh, what happened 10 years ago? Or you just don't know what the date is today.
What, like a time capsule, an online time capsule?
Like a time warp. Today is going to be a good show, because it always is with us two. I'm Svenis, and he's Roris. So, say hello.
Hello.
Good. The things we talk about today are about lovely things.
Ladies with gropeable breasts and the French loaves that go between the bread rolls.
Yes, very good.
If you get...
I'm just getting over my cold! Yay!
Queer.
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 Today we've got more... I've just coined the phrase Rex Watch. Based on Sonic Rex's karaoke contest.
Queen.
Because every week we seem to kind of do this thing where we kind of, we must win awards.
I'm still losing.
Well, that's because you're crap.
I do you and USSN, it's up now. And
yeah, but that's got nothing to do with your singing ability or your
shat. It has to do with my fan base. I need fan base.
Really, you picked the right bloke to imitate, didn't you? Shatner. Anyway.
Shatner's a legend, he is my god.
So we got more of Rex Watch. I just made that word up today, it's great.
Oh, you're so magical.
Including a chat with Kevin.
Captain Rex. Call him Captain Rex.
Captain Rex Watch.
No, Captain Rex.
No, because I want to use that word Rex I made Watch. Up as many times as possible.
Yeah, we'll use Rex Watch while we're talking to Captain
Rex. Rex Watch, you can't... Ah, you see, you can't say it properly. Only those who are allowed can say it properly. Anyway, we've got a word with the AAUK later on today.
Alk.
And we'll be telling how much better we are at singing than he is.
I'm better than him.
And...
I used multiple styles all at once.
Oh yeah, major news today is, well, A, the whole suing, the Sega suing extravaganza, and also Sonic and the Secret Rings information.
I can have a rant. I feel like ranting.
Oh god, you got one of them wrong.
But no, it's a pleasant rant.
Alright.
Like a pant.
Good, cool.
A pair of pants. Made specifically for a man who does not wear a loincloth.
You idiot.
He wears the fig leaves.
Hello to everyone in the TSS IRC chat room.
Hello!
That is Gildafk, Joshua, Chris...
Gildafk.
Yes, pretty good.
Gildafk.
Chris, Flint, Rory, Stray, Distant Wild.
I like Stray.
Dreadnox, that is me.
I like Falk, Stray because she sings for me.
Falk, Hawks, Joe Forever, Kaz, Kogan, Mikey T. Wolf, Miles Prower, Frozen, Rattleman, Ritz, Rolkin, Cy Bad Guy, Sunrose, TSS Net, oh how original, and Tweaker.
Tweaker.
Very good.
Tweaker.
You do. Oh, apparently, yeah, I think AAUK might be planning to mention who the third judge is in the whole, Sonic Rex karaoke piece of
Rex
crap.
Rex Watch.
No, I was...
Yeah, but you had an opportunity
yeah,
to
I know,
use
but
word.
If you let me finish,
you
we will be
word.
Covering this in Rex Watch.
I will burn your face.
You slap on the face.
Hey, are you making my skin for this?
Okay.
You owe me a skin.
To anyone who's listening right now, that's going to sound very wrong.
Skin, you owe me a skin.
I'm not skinning
and,
you.
And you owe me a button. You owe me a skin
button.
On a button. Skin a button.
I'm not going to skin your button.
You skin
not even
button.
If you paid me. Now,
how about?
We're going to go and play some music, I guess. As always, you can request things, and as always, we won't listen. We'll just end up playing whatever we want. So,
you
know.
Because we love you.
One of these days, when we actually have songs that people want to play, we'll actually play them. But until that time.
We can't play Michael Jackson, unfortunately. Or William Shatner.
Oh, what a shame.
No, right? You should play. Oh, what's it called? Oh my god, I've got to find it.
What do you want to find?
Right, no, it's a William Shatner song, right? And it's it's really good. He goes, the colour is breakdancing. Give me a break! Oh my god, it's just a song. It's like a 2-minute rant with him and this other guy, and they're just, I think it's George Carlin or something like that. He's ranting with on this song. And he's just going, oh my god, he just hates everything. And it's really good. and you can just imagine him being a really angry old man.
Oh, joy.
Seriously, it's great, and I've just dropped...
That sounds hilarious.
Yeah, you're...
I like the sound of this.
Oh, and you were playing King of the Ring, which is not exactly any better.
Oh,
gold.
Actually, that was your fault, because you didn't get...
It was not on my playlist.
You did not... No,
this is your playlist.
It's on my playlist, but it's the backup that plays after the first song
plays. Not the point. It's your playlist on your computer.
But you were supposed to come
here in time.
I don't
have King of the Ring on my computer.
You were...
I don't own stupid pieces of crap.
Will you listen to me?
Every nut.
The point is, you were supposed to come here before Team Dark's theme finished, and you did not. You failed the
challenge.
I
was emailing
and
someone
else,
a professional email.
Oh, what? Can I lick your balls? Because that's what you... That wasn't my request. That was your,
slightly,
what your email
slightly,
said.
Slightly like that, yes. It was to Sonic Fan Games HQ, actually.
What? Dear SFG HQ, can I lick your balls?
I was going, Smidge, could you smudge me?
Smidge, can you smudge me?
I'd like to be smudged. If he's listening right now, I apologise. It was all their fault.
Yeah, he's going to be wanting to keep his distance from you now.
He's going to change his news update on Sonic Fan Games HQ about me, isn't he? He's going to change it and go, keep away from this man.
Yep. I had something that I wanted to play from...
You had something?
I had something.
It wasn't King of the Ring, was it?
It was not King of the Ring. Stop talking about that. The only reason that played is because you failed.
You have it on your playlist.
Yes, but you still
it
failed.
It wouldn't have played if you didn't have it on your
it
playlist.
It wouldn't have played. No, incorrect. It wouldn't have played if you came in on time.
Yes, but it also wouldn't have played if it was on your playlist.
Oh, came in on time. It's, I've forgotten what we're going to play now.
In his world.
Nope. Does anyone have any suggestions? We got didn't we have the Sonic Adventure 1 soundtrack somewhere around here?
Well, I've got it.
For some reason, it's not on this playlist.
What are you talking
about? What? What?
You silly smell.
Who wants to listen to...
General Offensive.
I've already played that last week.
No, it was the other week.
No, it was last week.
It's the other week.
I remember. We obviously don't, because you don't.
Well, I remember everything.
So, yeah.
Why are people saying no special? They're asking where AAUK is. We just said she will be here in a minute.
AAUK will be here later on.
Ooh, Digital Circuit.
Oh, actually, yeah. Ooh, tell a lie. I completely missed out Shadow the Hedgehog soundtrack, which is not too bad. Digital
How
Circuit.
How many soundtracks did you actually add?
Okay.
Three?
Yes, lots. Probably. Nice. It's Digital Circuit. John Sennel, and it's... from Shadow the Hedgehog. After this, we're going to be talking about stuff.
Love. We'll be right back.
Digital Circuit there from Chateau the Hedgehog. Chateau the Hedgehog.
Oh, you're
Say
so
it with
unique.
Me. Chateau the Hedgehog. Why does he keep wanting to play our fucking arcade soundtrack? Go away!
No, it's playing Chrome Gadget.
No, it is now, but it was about to play They Call Me Sonic. Has a new infatuation with that album today.
Why is it called the arcade thing? Nobody ever had a song like that in the arcade.
No, it's because the name of the label that produced the actual album, I actually have it in front of me.
Yes.
It's called Arcade Music Company.
Alright, they are a German company.
Arcade Music Germany. Anyway.
I'll tell you what, the Germans aren't too snazzy at remixes for computer games. I've got a Perfect Dark N64 remix soundtrack CD. It's just a single. And I've got the actual album, that cost me like 120 quid. But the CD came free with it, the single. And the single has three tracks from Perfect Dark itself, and then the same three tracks, but remixed. Mm. And the remix tracks are so bad. You just sit there listening to going, what the hell? And it's just got repeated bits of Carrington going, this is the computer control room. You're just like, I don't
Joanna!
No, he doesn't. He's not even in action stage, you know. He's just like he's talking to you normally. You're just like, no, come on. He's got to be like, Joanna!
He's that got his crap impression.
Yeah, I know, but he's got to be.
Anyway,
diarrhea.
On to the main topic.
There is our main
topic. Sonic and the Secret Ring. Sonic and the Secret Wingdings.
It's good. I'm not impressed.
Well, a lot of information's been revealed about it.
Oh, really?
Apparently, there's been Games Master have done a preview of the game.
Right.
It's like an 85% complete version down at Sega Europe.
Downtown.
They did an exclusive preview of it, which resulted in a lot of excitement and a lot of information. Basically, they got information on the first couple of levels. We know there's going to be 10 zones in the game.
Right.
Sonic has... You only play as Sonic in the one player, but there's a four-player mode with 30 mini-games that you play. People are drawing a lot of comparisons to Sonic Shuffle in this respect.
Oh, but Sonic Shuffle had great multiplayer. It was bad loading times.
Yeah, exactly. So but with a Wii, you won't have that problem.
Yeah, no loading times. It's going to be beautiful. I wish they'd remake Sonic Shuffle without the loading times. I'd be happy.
Yeah, I would. The reason I hate it so much is purely that reason, to be honest. But yeah. I'll just click on the preview that's on the SSMB. You can chat about all the updates on Sonic and the Secret Rings and any other Sonic upcoming release on the SSMB, by the way. It's just under the Sonic the Hedgehog category. And the first couple of levels, there's going to be about 10 zones, and Sonic has an experience bar. He can earn experience from playing the game, and he can earn 100 skills in it.
Right.
So it's not just, well, obviously it is just like on rails running forward and stuff like that, but you get to earn more skills as you progress through the game, and there's all sorts of little collectibles that you get as well. From the magazine, apparently there are 40 mini games. There are 40 multiplayer mini games.
Right.
You play as, well, the only confirmed multiplayer characters, which I hope it stays like this, because this is like the classic four: Sonic, Tails, Knuckles, and Amy.
Right.
And it's
maybe remove Amy with Eggman, but I suppose they need a woman in there. But Eggman would be fantastic.
And traditionally, though, you've not really been able to play as Eggman unless you mean the recent games and stuff.
Yeah.
But in Sonic R you could, but he was like a secret, really, wasn't he?
Well, you unlocked him just by playing. But I'm all right with that if they can do the mini games properly. Because as I said, Sonic Shuffle had some really great mini games, but you just couldn't be bothered to wait for them to load.
Exactly.
That was the problem. But
I like the stomping game where you're in Sonic Shuffle, where you're trying to run away from this huge egg.
Oh, that was quality. 3-on-1s were brilliant.
That was a 1-on-3.
Those matches were brilliant. I also liked the one where the four player one where you had to rock out on the stage when the spotlight was on you. That was great. You're just like, you're just like, yeah. And if the spotlight was on you, you got smacked in the head. Just love that. Right at the end, it goes, no. And nobody should play, but we always just press the X button, and everyone on the stage got smacked in the face.
There's a multiplayer game where you can play the violin. There's a violin multiplayer game using a Wii remote.
Oh, right. That's cool.
I think you've got to try and play the violin using the Wii remote, otherwise you'd die or something.
I also like the minigame in Sonic Shuffle where you had to sneak up on Robotnik in the ice level.
Yeah.
And you had to really creep. Because otherwise you'd fall over and he'd just shoot you anyway.
Yeah, but as I said, there are ten zones. A lot of people have said, oh, there's not that many. But apparently there's
how many old Sonic games had about 2,000 zones? Apart from Sonic CD only had a huge amount of zones because it had three of each zone.
Exactly. But according to the article, says you start out with a basic set of skills when you play when you start out the game.
Z in it.
And when you play, no, it doesn't.
Skills.
No, God's sake. This is supposed to be a return to the classic Sonic. The last thing we need is Sonic Team trying to extreme it up with Z on the plate.
No, it'd be great because then you could have Eggman come on and go, LOL!
Sonic, you are lit.
Fear my litness.
Rufflecopter. But yeah, the secret rings. Yeah, contain the ability to hold points in them.
Right.
And they kind of hold your experience points down. So each ring has a 500 point capacity, and as you play through the game, you earn points that can be stored on those rings. And using them, you can assign skills to these rings.
Skills.
Using the points. And it says each of the rings can hold a huge amount of skill sets, allowing you to tailor Sonic how you want, which is essential for the challenges, as you'll need different handling each time. One of the moves is a soul meter, which allows you to speed boost or slow down time. We've seen the speed boost in past videos, but the slow down time makes the screen grey in a pick in the magazine. Other moves tweak your handling, attack, power, braking and jumping abilities.
Right.
A bit like Sonic Adventure 2, or to a lesser extent Sonic Adventure, Sonic the Hedgehog on Xbox, each level will have certain, like, many more challenges to it, so it's like replayability value. And apparently a couple of the challenges that you can expect to see is involves beat the clock, which is like a time trial thing, stealth attack, which is getting through the level without defeating any enemies, chain challenges, collecting rings without getting hit, rampage, kill a certain amount of enemies, no pearl, get no charge for your soul meter, which are those little rings, those little pearls.
Every stage.
Exactly. They've revealed a little bit about the story as well.
Is it funny? Eggman. That's the one thing they got perfect in Sonic Heroes was Eggman, I think. He was hilarious.
The problem with the story. The story sounds really good in terms of, you know, yes, at last this isn't like generic Apocalypse Now, but with Sonic in it. It's actually an original story, so to speak. The only problem with it that I have, which I guess is a little bit of a moot point really, is that Eggman does... I don't think Eggman features as the main villain.
Oh, for God's
sake. He does appear, but I think he's there to appear every now and then in boss stages to just to piss Sonic off. But because Sonic's in the book... In this Arabian Nights book, that's what he's doing at the moment. So obviously, Eggman can't.
So that's Jafar.
It would be a bit exorbitant if Eggman goes, oh, ha, ha, I have
he
controlled
could be the Sultan. Come on, rightly, evil Sultan.
Evil Sultan Eggman.
Yeah, of course.
That sounds like an action figure.
Oh.
Evil Sultan Eggman with flinging arms. I'll get you, Hedgehog.
But that's one thing I loved in Sonic Heroes. They got Eggman completely perfect. I think when I take over the world, I will pay you! Quality.
Yeah.
Of course.
The main evil guy in...
it's not Jafar, is it?
No, it's not. It's
Return of Jafar.
It's a dude. I haven't read too much into this, to be honest. But it's a dude called Eraser. E-R-A-Z-E-R, which is a play on, if you think about it, Eraser, as in he's erasing the books of the secret...
It turns out they just took the story from Comic Zone.
That doesn't disappoint me in the slightest, to be honest.
Except that Comic Zone was fucking impossible. You couldn't even get past the first level, because as soon as you made one mistake, it was game over. You didn't even know.
You were dead.
You just went, you are dead. Bye.
But, yeah. No one knows what extent Eggman will be in it, but hopefully he won't just be like...
Hopefully he'll be in it a lot.
Yeah. Hopefully he'll be, like, there, like, in the world, but trying to take advantage of it to try and take over it himself.
Do a bit of a skeleton.
Because the last thing... At least it hasn't gone down the predictable route where it's gone, ooh, I am Eggman, I am main villain, I control this man here. Oh no, this man is more powerful than me. Oh, I must run away. Sonic, we must team
up. Oh my god.
We must team up.
My robot has turned against me. Your voice started going Indian then, that's why I had to mark.
But yeah.
But the only thing is, I do have worries about Sonic and the Secret Rings. I mean, I know people are going, it can't be any worse than Sonic 06. Well, number one, I actually enjoyed Sonic 06, even though the loading times are terrible and it should have been a bit more polished. But the main problem I have with Sonic and the Secret Rings is that it basically just looks like glorified versions of games I've got on my Mega CD, you know, press the button at the right time, you know, and I'm just hoping it's not going to be that. Plus the fact that the speed-up stages in Sonic 06, which play very much like the Sonic and the Secret Rings playing style, they were the worst parts of the game. Because when you first play them, you're like, oh, this is awesome, and then you realise just how bad they are, how horrible they are to control. You just go, this is terrible. I'd prefer to just play a normal action stage. So those are the two main things that make me worried, that it's just going to be a glorified QTE game, which, to be honest, I might as well just play them on my Mega CD. Mm. And the fact that it that sort of playing style played badly on Sonic 06. That was the worst part of it.
I myself have a few reservations, obviously because of the really great track record that's happened so far in the last 5 years. But I do have a bit of faith, so to speak, mostly due to the fact that this seems to be, instead of a game where it's like Sonic Team have gone, oh, let's try and do it, you know, the same thing as we've done all the time, it finally looks like Sonic Team have gone, do you know what, this isn't working anymore, let's try this type of game.
Yeah.
And even if Sonic and the Secret Rings turns out to be rubbish, I can at least respect them for at least trying to go a certain direction that isn't, oh my god, Sonic Adventure, oh wait, the camera's still fast, oh wait, what's this, 7 years later, fucking wrinkles. So, but...
you're not impressed with that same old camera system, are you, son?
I'm not, it's not just the camera, it sounds really shallow if I just go on about the camera, but it's not just the camera, it's everything. It's things that should have been fixed in the last 7 years since Sonic Adventure has been released,
true.
You see. It's just little things, and the loading times don't really help much at all. In fact, they just kind of make it excruciating pain. Mm. But
one thing that does make me more interested in the Secret Rings is my sudden interest in the Nintendo Wii. I mean, Dread bought one at release, but it's never really held my interest. Mainly for these reasons, Legend of Zelda was a good game, but it's not a Wii game, really.
No.
You play it, and it's like, okay, I can swing the controller to slash my sword, but it is the exact same reaction as pressing a button, because it's preset. So what's the point? It's a waste of my time. And also, you know, it's literally a GameCube game, and they've just added a couple of bells and whistles, which don't change really anything. So, though I'm not saying it's a bad game, it's just really disappointing from that point of view. Wii Play and Wii Sports were alright, but I don't know,
they are really mini-games, really, aren't they?
They are mini-games, but at the same time, they still don't take full advantage of the Wii controller. They're just like, I know it's warming people that don't play games into it, but at the same time, I still didn't like it too much, because it was like wasted effort, it felt like, to me, to be honest.
Yeah.
It was like, oh, well, let's not actually bother, you know, giving you the option to upgrade your game to, like, I don't know, move your own character and stuff like that and do what you want, because we can't be bothered. You know, it just seemed a bit lazy. Wii Play is the same thing, really. It's just small mini-games that didn't really go anywhere. And Super Monkey Ball, well, the one-player was alright, but the multiplayer, they completely destroyed whatever good stuff there was in the original multiplayer. However, WarioWare's come out, and since that's come out, since Dread brought that, I've not stopped touching the Nintendo Wii. That... If you want a game that actually shows you what the Nintendo Wii is about, you want WarioWare. I am impressed, Nintendo. Take that into account. I am impressed.
Yeah, I mean...
And I'm hard to impress.
One of the other things that's really making me... And I know I've been gushing about this dude for, like, the longest time. But... I can't really shake off this kind of thing.
Can't shake this feeling.
The producer, or the guy behind Sonic and the Secret Rings, is a dude called Yojiro Ogawa.
Oh, you love him. You want to.
I think everyone should love him. If you consider
him.
The projects he's been involved in, he's been involved in Panzer Dragoon Saga.
Oh, Saga.
Mm.
Okay.
And Water, I think. Or is it Saga?
Saga was the one on the Dreamcast.
It is Saga.
Yeah, Saga. That's really
he's
rare.
Been involved in Sonic Adventure, Choo Choo Rocket, Phantasy Star Online.
Bloody hell, really?
Yeah. Space Channel 5.
I didn't really get on with that game, only because every time I play it, I get a migraine, because I have absolutely no rhythm.
It makes it a bit hard to play the game. He's also done, obviously, Project Rub and the Rub Rabbits, as well as Sonic Rush. So really, his track record. Oh, and I think he did. Correct. Someone correct me if I'm wrong, but I think he was involved a little bit in Rez as well. But that was really more Tetsuya Mizuguchi's game. But yeah,
he's had a damn good track.
He's had a pretty good run of it, and I think that if he manages to do for Sonic and Secret Rings what Sonic Rush has done in regards to
the
handheld,
Game Boy
the Game Boy kind of things.
Game Boy now, to be honest.
Apart from I think we might be onto something. I think we should just give him Sonic. I think we might just start a campaign to make Yojiro Ogawa as president. But we're getting ahead
Sonic
of ourselves.
Ogawa.
It could turn out absolutely crap. Thankfully, Sega are a kind bastard, so they're letting me play the actual game in a week or two's time. So I should be able to give that a go. We'll talk about the gay side of Sega, or the not gay side of Sega. It's all up to you. We're not going to be the ones to plagiarise. What's the right word? Libel and slander people off and companies off, so we don't get sued. It's all your opinion about their lawsuit with You're the Man Now, Dog. But after this, we're going to be having a word. Well, we're going straight over to Rex Watch. So
yeah,
can I just make one thing?
Go on.
Someone has joined the chat room, and it's a couple of my friends. Joshua has joined.
No, he was here before.
Was he? Jednux has joined.
Oh, yes. I've never been there before.
Sonny
my first
has
time
joined.
On that.
Sonny has joined. He brightens my day.
Who?
Sonny.
Hello. I don't know who you are, but hello.
He brightens everyone's day. And, of course, my friend Uni has joined.
Uni. Oh, and T-Bird's come along as well.
T-Bird! Hey, T-Bird! 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 Oi! Oi! T-Bird! He heard me. He heard me!
Yeah. What northern. Anyway.
What dirty northern.
Oh no, we're still on. yeah, okay. Red Sphere, Blue Sphere from Klahonic from the Sonic 3 and Knuckles Project Chaos. Blah, just plain listen to it.
Blah.
You bang it.
Blah. We'll be right back.
Bad Taste Aquarium from Sonic Adventure, and before that was some song, Red Sphere, Blue Sphere from Catatonic, because he's like that. Right, you're just in time for, if you just tuned in, Rex Watch. You're supposed to help me out and make it sound all really mysterious. Rex Watch. What was that?
That was making it sound pathetic, because I can't be arsed.
I think you went above and beyond the Call of Duty in that case.
Would you like a hug?
No.
Queer.
No. We're about to give AAUK
AAUK versus Dread.
Telephone the call.
Dread? Where's me?
What?
Where am I?
Where are you?
This proves T-Bird didn't fucking vote for me, does it? AAUK versus Dread. Look, I'm not even in the runnings anymore.
You clearly weren't listening.
What happened to my love?
You clearly weren't listening to what I said earlier. You're crap.
You're crap.
You're crap.
You're crap. I'm so super good.
Yes. Let us phone the call and...
You all have no taste
I
of
pressed
art.
The button, so hopefully he'll be able to
if he doesn't reply,
pick up and... Hang on, wait, shut up. So wait. Hello? Rex Watch. Oh, that was very good. Very good.
That's crap.
No, you're crap.
You're crap.
How are you, AAUK?
Ow.
Hello.
I am alright. I'm hearing you... more or less loud and moderately fuzzy, but I am here. Hello.
You're fuzzy as well.
What?
I want to touch your fuzzy.
Archangel UK is phoning from his house in. Oh,
Billericay.
If I knew your address, I'd probably give it out and
just say Billericay.
So people
can probably on the radio.
Billericay, yeah.
From Billericay.
You're from Billericay.
Just
you?
From east of London.
No. Just say no.
Just say yes.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Yeah, say I'm right.
Maybe.
Everyone's from Billericay on the radio.
I never read my address.
Listen to any radio show in England, they'll go, where are you from? Billericay. They're always from Billericay. All of them.
Well, it's just as well I don't listen to radio then, isn't it?
Are you sure they're not normally from Western Supermare? So they always seem to be
I'm from...
from
your dirty region.
...down here.
Ooh. Don't get bitchy just yet, jeez.
Look, he's a Westerner. That's disgusting.
So it'd be so are you.
No, I'm an Easterner.
What? Oh, what? Oh, we're talking about nationality.
Nationality.
I thought we were talking internationally.
He's sad.
What about the poor old Americans? They're more Western than we are.
Then they deserve to be shot.
And T-Bird's Northern.
They do it
so
to each other anyway.
I think we should both, all three of us should unite against T-Bird because he's Northern.
Yeah! T-Bird, you're Northern.
Yeah, no, you can't unite against T-Bird because he is part. He is part of our gang.
Well, we'll take
he's
his hat first then. The hat's part of our gang more than he is.
You take away his hat, you take away his power.
Take away the power core.
Anyway, yeah, so it's good to have you on the show. And what? Just tell us a little bit about the whole karaoke thing. You know, what made you think about it? And
what started the art form?
What started the art form? Well, I think the Japanese had something to do with it, didn't they?
Yes, that is where the name is originating from.
Why are you still talking?
Because then I am speaking
you know
of the artistic value
asking.
Of karaoke.
Anyway, the idea behind the karaoke thing.
Right.
Why it and why yeah. why me, basically?
Why not? It's all like a Hawke's fault, isn't it? She wanted to grab us and basically make us sing in front of people. And it's all her fault. She did a challenge ages ago. In sort of sitting on my mind and doing a tap dance in some very sort of jazzy shoes. So on the base of that, I thought I should potentially use this as a contest to end the first series of Radio Redux. Radio Redux being the first Sonic-based podcast in the entire world.
Ooh, slide there. Nice little slide there.
Fine, I have a better question for you.
Tactical.
Do you like Cocoa Pops?
It's more that I like Cocoa Pops, but they have a problem with me.
Why, do they make your bowels explode or something?
They have problems on
re-entry. No. We exchanged some harsh words some time ago. It was all due to those, you know, those
was
Cocoa
Was it
because
you preferred them, you prefer to know them as Choco Krispies? Was that it?
It's because they were black, wasn't it?
Oh!
That's right. That's right. His sight is black.
bastards.
Anyway,
we just talk about this sudden quiz, this sudden contest, don't you?
Oh, yeah, yes. Right, obviously, for those who don't know, and for those listening, you know, on a regular basis to Sonic Hour, why would you not know? Because we've been banging on about it the last couple of weeks. We've been basically presenting you with the whole thing, saying that we are going to win.
And because, I should.
Because, well, we being
which,
me,
which,
and...
me win! Base of your songs is not gonna happen.
Hey, wait, hang on a second. I think you'll find that I did not try, and I think people will find a certain charm in that.
I think people should find a certain charm to the fact that I use two very different vocal styles.
What, William Shatner and a fish?
A chicken, I think you'll find. A chicken. Or maybe a turkey.
Rory's entry, just so he gets bragging rights, has been the most downloaded.
Yeah! Everybody wants to hear a bit of me. Why? You don't fucking vote for me though, do you? What happened to that? What happened to the loving? You listen to me and you go, no, that's crap. And I do so much effort. I actually recorded two versions of that song, which most people don't know. Originally, the turkey wasn't part of the song.
I don't think people want to know, to be honest.
No, I actually did try to sing the chorus properly. Because I've got a William Shatner album, and like he says, because he doesn't sing, he says the verses, and then he gets some dude to sing the chorus. So I actually tried that. I'm not sure if you deleted it or what, but there's a test one where I actually just William Shatner the verses and then sing the chorus.
I deleted everything.
So yeah, I listened to it back and I just thought it's not exciting me enough. So then I had to re-record it. I thought, do I try singing it again and making it better? And I thought, nah. The chicken should be able to survive a little bit, I think. The chicken should be allowed to come through. The chicken and a man.
We've certainly got people coming through. Anyway, so as Fred was saying, those who don't know what's going on, well, you could really do so by now. Anyway, so it's basically the wonderful Rory versus the Dreadnoughts.
Yeah, another one.
And then me and Echo Hawk. So the way things have been going is that there is a poll which will end, listen to this, they will stop at the end of this coming Wednesday, so you have until then, and it will disappear and the results will be set in stone.
So all those that downloaded me, blooming vote for me, don't just indeed. Listen to me,
or
love me.
If you do not, Rory may get the forfeit.
I don't even know what it is.
I haven't decided what this forfeit's going to be yet.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be one of two things.
What are those two things?
Yeah, or are you keeping them close
I'm
to your chest?
I'm telling you, because that would be a surprise. And it's not no guarantee
so
that I've reviewed
the only thing is, of course, that it
depends upon the judges.
Just to say, though, if the judges do vote that you lose, then you've got every chance you have to change whatever that forfeit was going to be to something a lot nicer.
No, because...
It could be running down the street naked, and then if you lose, you just go, well, it's just eating a hot dog in front of Ronald McDonald. You know, it's not quite
the same. It does involve singing, I will tell you that. Oh, okay. And I have two songs which are in my beer.
Okay. Oh, can I lose then? I want to sing again.
No, too late, I've lost.
Hey,
no,
baby,
get away, I'm losing.
Awesome, gotta rig it now.
Go away, I'm losing.
Do you know who these judges are, or not?
Yes, please. You've been kind of you've already announced two, haven't you? And apparently there's a third hidden secret super bonus stage one.
It's yourself, isn't it?
The way things are going, there's obviously the vote's going to be sort of worth... 40% the entire vote, and then you've got sort of 60% for the judges, which is split into the three.
Okay.
One of whom is Demix of Sonic Style. The other one is the ubiquitous T-Bird, who's in the IRC chat room, which
Hat.
I cannot see.
Hatman.
The IRC chat was a bloody orange, or whatever the hell's going on. And the third one is the one you guys don't know about. Now, you had no problem at all... performing the way you did you Dread?
Let's put it this way. I have no inhibitions whatsoever. Cards on the table, and I was quite happy to swing my way to victory, but it didn't really work out. Help me swing my way to victory, you guys. Come on, where's the log?
Enough about you and your swing. Yes, so the third judge... Well... Sven, you might get some dodgy looks the next time you go into Sega.
Oh. It's ROM, is it?
Because the third judge is Sega.
Oh, you're joking. Is the
yeah.
Oh, lovely. Oh, this is going to be interesting.
You're going to get owned by Romilly.
You know, I'm probably going in there like in a couple of weeks' time, so I'm probably...
I've been listening to you.
Romilly, if you're listening, there is a man out here that loves you.
Hold on, can you say that again?
It's me.
Kev, you're kind of breaking up on us.
Sorry.
And laughing. It's not funny.
Am I? Oh, well. It's hilarious when you talk. So, yeah, he's been listening to you and Rory. I actually do already have his little votes in, which I haven't sort of looked at it sort of seriously as yet and totted things up. But yes, he has some very strong opinions about everyone's tracks actually. So that'll be interesting to read out. Which you'll be able to see in the first. You get the full results on the first Radio Redux of the new series, which will probably be around a week or so's time.
Cool.
A week.
Well,
I can't wait a week.
One last thing before we have to cut and run. Your own entry, Escape from the City. Now,
yeah.
How hard did you find that song?
I hate that song.
Well, that explains it all. Really.
It was the one song I really didn't want to sing. I didn't want to do.
Well, fair enough. I hope you didn't try too many times trying to do it. So, fair enough. This has been an interesting and enlightening experience, I guess. Before we say goodbye, goodbye AAUK, and we're going to win. And,
I love you.
Your mama.
Your mama.
Have any replies?
Yeah, yeah. Whatever you say.
Okay, well, that's that.
he cannot reply to my demands.
Well, what demands were that then?
I will take his trousers off late one night.
Well, that was interesting, wasn't it?
Are you playing music?
I'm playing music so it can go back into the flow. Anyway, so there's three judges and one of them is Sega. Well, that's going to be interesting, isn't it?
Romilly has strong opinions on my piece.
He probably has strong opinions of the sexual kind for me, you know, I understand. So,
Considering that he's probably gotten feedback from Richard Jakes about what you feel of him, he's probably going to reply in about your musical art.
Do you know what? I would actually would have been really frightened if it actually was Richard Jakes. Considering all that we've been through together. I just thought, no.
Considering you were talking about quite a lot of sexual stuff through that song as well.
Not a lot. What?
Yes, you were.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, you were. You try and lie.
Hey, right. If you make your own lyrics to songs, right, that's creative, alright? That's more creative than adding a chicken to the mix.
Hey, the chicken loves.
Anyway.
I trained that chicken. that took me 20 years.
No, that chicken was you.
Yeah, it took me 20 years to train him, didn't it? Because I'm here now. Mm. 20 years later. Oh, but before we go, can I say, I have an update to the world.
Oh, is this your little rant?
Well, no. My rant was actually about the Wii, but that seems to have passed already without, like, just
through
natural flow.
You're an idiot. Leave that. What the hell are you going to talk about?
I was going to talk about my site release. Thanks for mentioning it the whole fucking time. I have a chat release.
What?
I want to release my site.
Go on then, yes. I'm not stopping you.
You smell. Anyway, don't ever talk to him. You smell.
Why don't you actually talk about something?
My actual announcement is not about the raid, however. It is about my own site, Sonic Sprites Network.
Oh, you have one.
Oh, I'm going to throw you off a cliff. Via a bungee cord around your belly.
Get within you.
Okay. Well, basically, SSN, as you all know, Sonic Sprites Network, has been up the swanny, as some might say, for a little while. I've basically given it what I title as a relaunch. It's been relaunched because I have changed the site's focus, I have redone absolutely everything. Dreadnought's here, as much as he's a villain,
hello.
He did in fact do the new layout for me, so I love.
Yeah, so, you know, everyone who's been going, yeah, it looks really good, that's mine, that is.
Yeah, but it was my colour choice, and the original idea for the site design layout was in fact mine.
Yeah.
You made it work, but it was actually my original design.
Considering, right, all your past attempts that were you looked like crap.
Hang on, right. Actually, no, but apart from the very first... No, actually, in fact, all of them were based off of your own programming. The very first one was based off the retro combat design you did for me. You made me the Lego one, which was completely yours. And then I edited that several times to the space layer and then the industrial layer.
But why? It was alright as it was.
No, Lego layout looks silly. It looked like Lego.
Yes.
I don't want it to look like Lego. I need to look.
It was about creationism. Yes. And creating.
Lego is not creationism. Create Shadow with blocks. Property. But yes. Anyway. So yes, SSN has been relaunched. It was relaunched on Friday, and so for anyone to who is interested at all in pixel art or sprite work, have a good time going to ssn.sonicstadium.org. It has many tutorials. All of the old ones have been redone completely from scratch, and there is lots of new ones and a lot of detailed modelling tutorials and such. And if you're, and I hope there's not too many immature people that will look at the female modelling tutorial and start giggling at the breasts, because I would slap you so hard. I don't want to hear anyone come into Emerson and go, "It's a breast."
It's all about the breasts.
It's all about the breasts. You know, it's true. It's all about the breasts.
Uni, back me up.
You back me up everywhere else.
Might as well back me up here.
Yeah. She's not saying a word.
I had a song to play, but I lost it.
You lost your mind. Many years ago.
You lost your faith. So, anyway, the Breast. Let's not talk about the Breast anymore. Let's actually go, because we're actually out of time.
Okay.
So, yes, very interesting. We didn't even talk about Sega trying to pawn YTMND.
It's
basically, well, look on Sonic News for that. But basically, Sega have filed a lawsuit against You're the Man Now Dog, YTMND.com, over jokes over the Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. That's no good, joke. Basically, when the voice clips were edited, saying, you know, stuff about anal rape and you know, furry sex and stuff. Sega obviously thought to themselves, that's no good, so they decide to go medieval on their ass. But you know,
destroy the world.
Yeah, well, try and destroy the world.
Destroy.
They've
the
turned
world.
Into Eggman. Anyway,
Doctor Eggman.
So yeah, read Sonic News for that and add your own little opinion if you want, or if you don't want to. That makes no bleeding difference.
Tell people that we like to touch their nipples.
Rory says that. Well, you already said it.
I like the fact you were going to repeat. I was telling the world to tell other people that we will touch everyone's nipples.
I'm touching nothing.
Yes, you are.
No.
You wouldn't touch a girl's nipples. Oh, well, there you go.
It's all
you. No, he's already said it. He's never going to touch a girl's nipples because he's a Jonah.
I meant a man.
Gigolo Jonah.
Gigolo Jonah?
Yeah. But nobody buys you.
Why are you still talking?
Because you've not chosen a song. That's why.
Quite right.
Choose a song.
Make it good.
Bingo. Choose the Bingo Highway.
I think I will, actually. Bingo Highway from Sonic Heroes. Keiichi Sugiyama, what? Okay.
What? I don't know. I had something to say and then I just completely forgot as soon as I opened my mouth.
Right, well, I'm going to see. So,
goodbye, everyone.
Goodbye from...
We love you.
From him. And
Willie!
And stuff.
Bye, so, Willie! Be free! Willie, yeah. Be free. There was three films of that. How many times can you free a whale?
Seems a bit pointless, really, doesn't it? But never mind.
Then again, there was Home Alone 3.
Can't be bothered to do a non-Sonic music thing, because we've already kind of done it, so...
Bingo! Well.
No, we're not putting on emo shit, because we're not emo queers. So, goodbye. Bingo Highway.
Yeah,
see you later.
That might be an official way.
No, I just wanted to say goodbye properly. And
yes, well,
make
see
it
you later. We love you all.
We'll be back next week,
Sonic,
I guess,
next week, yes.
About
back.
Stuff.
Come
bye.
Back and we come on.
Shut up.
Radio Redux.
Welcome to another fine day in the grounds of Chateau de Supersonica Radio for the 174th Antiques Bird Show. The clouds being belched by Sonic Rex HQ have finally lifted, and the glorious sunshine has attracted many punters, from green cats and echidnas to giant disembodied hands alike. And all have dug out their favourite pieces of Sonic history and brought them along to be evaluated by our team of esteemed experts in the field of merchandise and collectible celebrity belly button lint. We've seen some wonderful artifacts in the past, from Yuji Naga's homemade time machine and the treasure map leading to the mythical good version of Sonic 06. We join Camp Truffle, our returning phonologist, from his grand tour of the Sonic 2 levels, down in the paddock to see what items of Emerald Magnificence he has been casting his monocle on today. Over to you, Count.
Hello, T-Bert. Das ist ein good day for the Collectobilia. One is joined by our first guest of the day. Say hello.
Bonjour. My name is Lance Dubois. And I am Sonic fan from France, France.
Oh, the France, yes. One believe we invade from... No, let's not talk about this. So, what is this you have brought in for us today?
I still try to dictate on what you say back in World War II, yes? You heard yeah. My sweet mama, and I cannot believe this is happening, but I feel that for today we should put aside the cross and talk about the Sonic the Hedgehog merchandise. Yes.
Yes, the match is yes, the match is close to my heart, just as Kraftwerk is the robot. So what is that you have brought in for us today?
I have Sonic baguette, and if you take a look at it quite closely, you can see that, as is the trademark of Sega Europe, they paint it blue and added spikes on the end. And that little bit there, that's not mold, that is his nose, yes? Magnifique, c'est magnifique, yeah.
That chocolate is from France, though. You fill it with German chocolate. No, yes, you do.
No, it's a baguette. No chocolate.
No chocolate.
But you could probably have some sort of chocolate éclair or something. You could probably paint it orange and have that as the tails or something. But mind you, that would be going into some sort of fan creation, oui. Sonic Baguette was created in 1994 to combat the red yogurt that was to signify Knuckles.
I kind of remember this occasion, but you see, it fails in comparison to the Das, what have we got? The Sonic Black Forest Cato, yes, oui. I changed my accent now, it goes Italian!
Mon Dieu!
Mon Dieu!
The Cato?
The Cato!
Where did you get this?
From a shop. Top shop. Anyway, you have also brought in the another artifact, the Sonic.
Never mind your stupid black cat. I have brought in my Sonic the Hedgehog 10th anniversary ring.
Got a hammer? To start, you better know you have this. You better hide it.
But before you go, would you like to touch Mary?
Yes, I'd very much like to touch your ring. Oh, it feels so soft.
Very nice. Okay, I hide it now.
Where did one find this ring?
I found it on the internet, yes. It was in the trash can of someone who threw it away. And I was like, what is buddy said, why have I got French? And German even. I was like, no, why is this in the bin? I must pick this up now. And yes, as you can see, that is not tinfoil. That is a real metal.
That is good. Well, I can tell you now that this is a limited number of these in the world. 500 to be precise. This is produced for Sonic and Das Hedgehog Heine birthday of 2001. This very rare product alongside a statuette and how do you say, and laser etched crystal cube. This is very, very rare. So there, do want to sell it for 600 Deutschmarks. 600
Deutschmarks.
Oh, we use Euro now. We use Euro. I apologize.
Exactly more. You're being slightly silly with your putrid pricing. I think that my ring is worth much more than this. My ring should be worth pounds. You should pound my ring.
Pound your ring.
I think the Great British Pound is... Why is this laugh? I think that I'm being serious, no? I think that perhaps putting the pound to my ring is much more beneficial and economic for me, yes?
Yes.
So I can enjoy it more.
One would agree with this. Well, I have seen this go in auction for up to £200, so anywhere above that, and this was a few years ago, so probably more than that now, yeah. Are you a happy bunny?
I am, as you say in the Germany, das happy bunny.
Das happy
bunny. Yes, I think I shall sell this on the eBay for £1,000.
You use a buy it now option. And where is my schnitzel?
Your schnitzel is, how do I put this? Your schnitzel is pink and it has a little headband on it and has a little red dress. You see, it is in the form of emeralds and totally 100% official, and I will also sell this for £1,000.
Good idea. And we join the keyboard back over at the Manor House. Well, now we are joined by a guest with a very rare piece indeed. Care to introduce yourself, sir?
Hi. Is this where you sign on for the Job Seeker's Allowance?
Oh, you... Next door.
What's this then?
This is the Antiques Bird Show, my good sir. But what have you brought along today for valuation? Looks very interesting and intriguing.
Yes, it's my CV, but I also have this with me, which I seem to be carrying around for no particular reason, but it does got some value, I suppose, if I've got you here, I might as well ask you. I have here a very nice A2 print of artwork from Shadow the Hedgehog. This is the Shadow with the Gun version. Walking along, signed by, I can't quite make out the name.
Oh yes, this is very nice indeed. How did you come across this, young sir?
This, I found it in a skip.
Good lord.
I found it in a skip outside the offices of Sega Europe. And they didn't seem to want it, hence it was in the skip. So I've tried making out the label on the bottom. It doesn't appear to be Wedgwood, but I mean, you tell me. I mean, who's the artist here? Who's the signature?
Very interesting indeed. Well, I couldn't tell you the signature. Oh no, wait! I can tell you the signature. In fact, it is the one and only Yuji Naka. Now, I've only ever seen two of these pieces in the past. One was given away as a prize through the Sega Blognik competition a while ago. There were two in the posters, there was a Shadow and a Sonic, wasn't there? Both based on art from...
Was there?
I think so. Both based on art from the Sonic... the Shadow the Hedgehog game, I believe. Yes. Very nice.
Who's Yuji Naka?
Yuji Naka is the gentleman behind such fabulous creations as Sonic the Hedgehog, in fact, as Count Toffer will tell you. But yes, it's a very nice piece. The second piece, which I've only ever seen, was went on an online charity, in fact. In fact, it went along with the sponsorship of Sega Europe's team as a climb to Mount Kilimanjaro, and it fetched quite a pretty penny, I believe, £140. And because of Mr. Yuji Naka's cult status and his departure from Sega, this is going to become an excruciatingly hard piece of paraphernalia to come by, I believe. And add to the price. How much would you think it was worth, young sir?
I'm going to have a guess, bearing in mind what you just said, that of around £140.
Well, I'm delighted to tell you, it's probably worth about twice that now.
Oh!
Care to sell it for 50p?
Wow. No. Why? That seat has just made everything, hasn't it? It's made the piece, I suppose. I'm astonished. What do you think I should get it insured for?
Very little. I've grown to sell it now, so you don't have to stand in the job seekers queue anymore.
I see. Well, Mr. Yuji Naka is all right, isn't he?
He's a very nice chap, yes. I've no idea where he is now.
I'm going to go and go round to various people who seem to be having a fight over there and tell them that Mr. Yuji Naka is all right. Thank you. Thank you very much indeed.
Absolute pleasure.
Yes, where is the job seekers medal sign again, sorry?
It's just over there, next to that green echidna thing.
I was hoping to get a job with Sega, but that seems to fall through.
Never mind. We all want jobs at Sega.
Thank you very much indeed. And yes, your wallet is now in my pocket. Thank you very much indeed.
Good rhubarb. Stop that bounder. While I go and chase him, we'll move back over to Camp Trouble in the paddock again.
Welcome. We are joined by the man from Australia here. Introduce yourself, sir.
Hi, fellas. Just Jamie here, and, one day I was going through the eBay store or something, from the internet, and I found this pretty awesome-looking figurine. It looks kind of blue, and he's wearing red shoes and stuff. His pose was totally awesome, so I just bought it straight away. It was from the United States. It took me a couple of, weeks or so, and it arrived. Finally, it's in my hands. Check it out, man. He's standing. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, just going to comment on the beautiful colours of the figure. It's beautiful. This is a particular area of interest to the T-Bird. T-Bird, come to here.
Yeah.
Oh, Cam, what you found for us? This man has brought in this figurine that you might know. This is one of the figurines that was given away with the release of Sonic 06, I believe, or was it? Yes, I think it was Sonic 06. And they were made only in a very small number. And of course, they came in a little packet. There was two versions of these, actually. There was another version that was released the year before for Sonic's 15th birthday, even. And that was given away...
Crimey! So this is one of those rare figurines that can be sold for, $1,000 if I sell it.
Maybe not $1,000, but definitely reach a fair amount. The first edition came in a box, which I can say this one's in. And... obviously, these were given away, these were sold even, alongside a t-shirt and the figurine. And the figurine, with the box, is worth in the estimates of about £200 to £300 now.
Crap!
Whereas the other version, however, that came with the game is worth a fraction of that, maybe £20 to £30.
It's
very interesting, T-Bird, yes. It's a very nice artifact. Thank you very much for bringing it in.
Right now, I appear to be joined by some sort of purple ninja thing, and they're moving bag, and apparently they've brought something in for valuation.
Shut up! Don't make me hit you again! Hi, yes, I'm Mr. of the Chameleon. Nice hat.
Oh, thank you very much.
I've brought this in for valuation. It's a very annoying piece that, frankly, we want rid of.
Let's get out of the bag. Just I can see the feet, but.
Why are you putting in the bag, you know?
Oh yes, I see. It's the Psych Rivals T-shirt.
Hi.
That is there.
Hi.
Yes. Hello. Hello. Yes. Right. What? So, do you want me to value the T-shirt or the bee or?
You can value both of you so much. To be honest. I like the T-shirt, but I don't see who owns that. The bee, on the other hand, well, let's be clear, we think about getting a wasp as a replacement, maybe a hornet. maybe the green hornet.
The green hornet would work very well with his superpowers, considering whatever the hell that was that just came out of the bag. Didn't seem to anyway, yes, the Sonic Rivals T-shirt, I haven't seen very many of them about, actually. Sega was supposed to be producing a number of them, and it was for an ill-fated competition, I believe. Only a handful of people have managed to obtain one of them, and I can see them easily reaching, I would say, £30 or £40 on the internet. Easily.
That's impressive.
It's very impressive. But as for whatever the hell that thing was, I don't know, I think I've got a couple of, No. And there's a reason for that. I think I've got a couple of green flies I could trade you for them. That would be, I don't know.
Green flies? Well, no. I'd probably go back on the green hornet thing. We've only got one member of the team who's green.
Yes. Yeah, with their ruin your coordination, so.
We've already had offers from people like Kermit the Frog and other green people, and quite frankly, we don't want it to become like some kind of green themed thing. I wouldn't look particularly good in green. I think purple's my color. It brings out my eyes. See,
have more purple themed people, I imagine. Oh yeah, yeah. You're gonna have to go with yellow, being the complementary color, I'm afraid.
Yeah. So, do you think that squirrel? I feel like I could trade for a squirrel.
A squirrel would be a fair trade.
Flying one.
Ooh, flying one. Yeah. I didn't say anything on this. I've actually got a restraining order against talking about any sort of squirrel, so.
I see. But it wouldn't happen to do with the bottom of the vest, would it?
The one that shall not be named, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I know the one you talk about. Do you know Shabar Maid now, my local?
Wow, how the mighty have fallen. Speaking of which, where is Mighty? What the hell happened to him?
That's a good question. Frankly, he was even worse than the bee was. We sold him back in, 1997, I think it was. At least £50. So, bearing in mind that, how much do you think you could get for the bee at auction?
Judging on the size and the fact that it does actually come with its own flight equipment and goggles, I would say, £2.47 would be a nice price. Hold on, I've got some tranquilizers somewhere, I think.
Well, unfortunately, that's all we have time for over here at the Antiques Bird Show. I hope you've thoroughly enjoyed our show, and a big round of applause to our players, Mr. Kevin, Archanger UK, Ava, Sven, Redbox, Jocelyn, and the illustrious Elson Dark Speed Swan. I'd also like to take this moment to wish Sonic a very happy 16th birthday, and all the best for the future. Keep on rolling, buddy.
Relapse.
Right, I am very honoured and privileged to be joined by Jet the Hawk, ladies and gentlemen.
It's about time! I've been waiting in that queue for at least 2 hours.
It is very hot over there, isn't it? At least you've got some feathers to cool yourself down, you know. Unlike those dogs without any sweat glands. Anyway, what have you brought in for evaluation today?
A very good question. I have brought in a piece of Sonic's Blue Star, the extreme gear he used in the first annual, although we've only had one, so it's not specifically annual, but the very first Eggman Grand Prix.
Yes, and let's hope there's not another Eggman Grand Prix for a long, long time.
Mind? That's my career you're talking about.
I'm very sorry.
Why are you called T-Bird and you can't fly?
Right. Anyway, it's a very nice bit of gear. How much did you pay for it?
I didn't pay anything for it. Wave put a bomb on the bottom and exploded it. I just cleaned up the rest.
Oh dear. You Babylonians and your treasure hunting. What will you think of next?
Well, hopefully something better than Sonic Riders.
That's a big 10-4 there, Rubber Ducky. Right, we'll move back over to Cam Tribble over in the paddock. And welcome back to Tea Time. Yes, last week was the mid-season break, but we're back with a brand new attack, and we're back a little earlier, if you've noticed. Usually start at 7, but I'm starting at 5:30 today because I've got loads of music I want to play through, so stay with us. I'll just be playing loads of music, probably in about 7:30, no, well, about 7 as usual. Just so those who haven't got the note that it was going to be earlier can tune in and get all the news and all that. So, enjoy some music, children.
you have any requests, let me know through the IRC.
Anyone a Huey Lewis fan? Didn't think so. Hello, well, I hope you can hear me now, because that definitely wasn't the song that I wanted to play, and nobody else could hear it, and I'm a bit upset about that, because I wanted to play some Huey Lewis, but yeah, never mind, you know. As Rory the Raccoon will say, the best part of SSR is when people fuck shit up, and I just have, and I just want them, but you know, never mind. Anyway, welcome everyone, welcome back to Tea Time, which took a little mid-season hiatus last week, and I went off Dalton Towers and got quite wet, and got upset because the claw machines would not give me sonic pressures. There was at least three or four claw machines around the parks. And none of them were working. They were all really, really bad. I don't know whether anyone's been on those called the UFO machines, whatever you want to call them. And there was about three or four of them scattered around the park, and they had Sonic's, Tails, Knuckles' and Shadows in them. But unfortunately, you know, that loads of crap. I must have put at least £5 or £6 in them. And none of them gave me a Sonic plush. Oh, the pain of it all. Anyway, if you head over to YouTube, you can go watch some of these videos. I made some videos of me trying to get these sonic plushes, and it's just basically me kicking the shit out of some claw machines. So head over to YouTube and you can go and save them. They're somewhere, I don't know where they are. And I can't be bothered to find the link. Somebody will link us. Somebody on the IRC will link you to YouTube and show you that. And there's also loads of other stuff that I've done on YouTube, but I'll show you them later. Because I'm going to be playing music at the minute. And the show will be on in about 20 minutes. I'm just going to play some music until then. Hello to everyone in the IRC. Joshua, Chris, LSNK, Rory, Violet, Darkspeeds. Hello, Darkspeeds. Edgewalker, Falk Hawks, who's asleep. Connor Nui, JQ, JJ Forever, KS, Luigi, Dragon Stuff, MK, Frozen Elite, Sephiroth, Cyborg Guy, Siriku, hello, Siriku. Oh, the space is still here, and it's bad. Tweaker, and yes, sir, cool, Tea Time is on now. But we're just playing some music for the time being. We'll kick it all off at 7 p.m. Anyway, I'm always taking requests. If I get no requests, I'm going to play my music. And people don't like my music. Why you don't like my pie? Anyway. Some old school stuff. I usually play the remix of this. I'm not going to play the remix today. I'm going to play the regular version. This is a note from me. Oh, Master Emerald. It's Knuckles' theme from Sonic Adventure 1. Enjoy.
Here I come, rougher than the rest of them. The best of them, tougher than leather. You can call me Knuckles. Unlike Sonic, I don't chuckle. I'd rather flex my muscles, I'm hard as nails, it ain't hard to tell. I break them down whether they solid or frail. Unlike the rest, I'm independent since my first breath. First test, feel the right, then the worst left.
Born on an island, in
and some Slipknot for Vi. Relax, and one for the poker horse now, and straight after this we'll start the show properly, yeah. We'll be right back. And hello to all those cretins tuning into Tea Time. It's Tea Time is back, and we're back from our mid-season hiatus. Excuse me, I'm busy eating my curry and my mouth is on fire. Anyway, welcome back to everyone. This is Tea Time, Season 1, Part 2, commencing right here, right now. There's going to be loads of shit happening today. So stay tuned for the next few hours. And enjoy. And if you're in the IRC, request music. Otherwise, I'm going to play heavy metal. You hear that? You hear that, Violet? I'll be playing heavy metal. If you don't, choose something else. Anyway, a very big welcome to everyone listening in via iTunes or whatever medium you choose to listen in to by yourself. And welcome to everyone in the IRC chat room. It is now slightly harder to get into the IRC chat room, and when I say slightly, you have to solve several puzzles. But here's a big welcome to all those who have solved the puzzle. It's Joshua, Chris, LSNK, Rory, Violet, Archangel UK, Dark Speeds, Edgewalker 001, Fox, Hawks, who's asleep, Hananui, JK, JJ Forever, Cass, Luigi, Blackets, Stuff, MK, Frozen, Ritz, Sephiroth, Cyber Guy, Siriku, Sonic Overlord, Stray, Strongbatu, T-Bird, and Tweaker. Hello to you all. And, I'm going to say this, but happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Vi. It was Violet's birthday this week. So a big happy birthday to her, and happy birthday to me, because it was my birthday on Thursday, and I had lots of fun, and I was out in Newcastle having a few drinks with Mr. Mike Tyler from Sonic Cage Dome. It's also his birthday, and we went out and hit the town and had a few drinky pools on his company's expenses, so it made it all the more delicious. Tasty, delicious, delicious. And it's my dog's birthday. My dog's sitting here looking quite sad. It's his birthday. And it's loads of other people's birthdays as well. Happy birthday if it's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway. Oh, Sonic Overlord's away. Goodbye. Anyway, the news this week has been quite sporadic. In fact, it's 2 days worth of news anyway. It looks like the night's release has been put back. Yeah, it's been put back. For the US, it looks like it's going to be December the 18th now. And the UK, it looks like it's going to be the 21st of December. So a little while to wait, but you know, at least you'll be able to get your copy before Christmas. And thank you very much to Knuckles87 again, who provides most of the news for this program. If not intentionally. Anyway, the Samba de Amigo looks like it's going to be heading onto our consoles in 2008. So go out and buy some maracas and get practicing. And also, in Sonic Cage Dome news, there's going to be a Sonic Rush Adventure meetup online over there. I think it's the 6th of October that's happening, so next weekend. Head over to Sonic Cage Dome. If you don't know the address, it's www.soniccagedome.com. So if you've got Wi-Fi, you can go over there and play Sonic Adventure Rush to your hot content. Anyway, Mario and Sonic in the UK, it looks like they've got release dates now as well. Sonic in the UK will be heading over, looks like the 23rd of November for Wii. And it looks like it'll be the 28th of January for the DS version. So keep your eyes peeled for both of them. There's been a lot of screenshots surfacing for the Sonic and Mario game. Head over to blog.sonic-city.com. Mr. AAUK has now taken the helm of that as a... Romilly Broad has left. Farewell, Romilly, you did a wonderful job. Go over there and say thanks to Rom. There's a little place where you can leave a little message there. And go and check out all the lovely screenshots. Vector, the crocodile, is now a playable character. So, enjoy that. And also, it looks like Charmy and Espio are going to be, judges in that game. Anyway, Mr. AUK says, DS, you're lined up as someone who I have recommended to talk about, as your love for Sonic has led you to win your own comic. And thanks to the ability to email the wrong people, the head of Sega knows who you are. Lol. Bizarre. Very bizarre. But anyway, yep. Head over to the blog, Nick. check out all that stuff over there. There's also a couple of competitions on there as well, as Sega have teamed up with the Royal Hedgehog Protection Society or something along those lines. Preservation Society even. Now the British Hedgehog Preservation Society, I'll get it right eventually. And there's a competition over there, if you show how you're protecting Britain's hedgehogs, you can win yourself some snazzy prizes. And if you head over to YouTube, you can watch my entry as well. I don't know where it is, just search T-Bird and Hedgehogs and it'll probably appear, and you can watch me in my garden making a completely a fucking fool of myself. Because I'm such a merchandise whore. Anyway, head over there and make your own entry. Oh, you don't have to do a film, that's just me being the usual shithead that I usually am. You can send in photos or anything like that and enter the competition and you'll be in for a chance of winning some nice prizes. Oh yes, it's nothing like a good prize. The big news in my world though has to be that Halo 3 came out the day before my birthday. I didn't play it, well I played it on my birthday, the day before my birthday. I didn't play it at all on my birthday because I was out having a drink with Mr. Mike. And it's very good. Ooh, it's so deliciously good. It does feel a bit like Halo 2 again, but they've sort of got rid of the, you know, the little bit, I don't know. Darkspeed says, yeah, I didn't quite understand that either, T. Wait, I think I get your drift, Kev. Yeah, it'll be a pleasure. I've already done an interview regarding the comic and how Slug had an influence on it all with a uni student from California. Oh, that looks interesting, so watch out for Mr. Darkspeed's appearing at some time on there. And, well, that's the end of the news. I shall return after the news with prospects of other things, like competitions and crap like that. Anyway, I thought since I've been playing Halo non-stop the past few days, I'll play some Halo music. So, for those of you who don't like Halo, turn your mute radio off. No, don't turn your radio off. Listen to the wonderful, wonderful themes of Halo. The Halo 3 theme, followed by the Halo 1 theme. Enjoy, kiddies.
On your six.
That was Panic Puppet Zone 2, one of the best tracks I think from Sonic 3D. There's always that debate, isn't there, you know, when there's two versions of a game soundtrack and there never seems to be an equal split between who likes which and who likes the other, you know. It's sort of always one track always seems to be more superior than the other, and I mean, as much as I love Richard Jakes, I think the Mega Drive version wins out for me. But again, I think that's probably the bias, because that's the version that I grew up with. It's the same with Sonic City. All of you cretins love the Japanese one, but I'll like the American one. But again, that's the choice. I'm just going to wrestle this dog off us because it's trying to open. No, down! My dog's trying to help me, by the way. This, I have a feeling this will make every show from now to the end of the season rather interesting. Where was I? Oh yes, I was talking about soundtracks. Anyway, that was Panic Puppet, and straight before that was the two themes from Halo 1 and Halo 3. And Halo 3 has just been released, it seems, throughout the entire world, and the dogs come back to see me. Hello! Don't have sex with me, please. Please don't have sex with me. Go on, go on. Oh. It's just a dog barking. I hope you can hear that. Noah, shut up, man. He wants to be on air, this dog. I don't know. He's not even listening. I think it's just, we think it's his birthday, so I think he just wants to be on the radio. And yes, people heard him on radio. There you are, you're on radio, you stupid dog. Get your dog to say something. I don't think he can say much. He's not like those cool dogs. He looks a bit like Rude Dog, actually, I think. Just need to get him some spiky chains to run for around his feet. I don't know, anyway. I was talking about something. Oh yes, Halo 3. I've completed Halo 3 already, and I must say the one thing that is pretty disappointing about the game was how short the actual sort of campaign mode was. I mean, for those who have played all the other versions, the campaign mode in the first one was pretty long, and the campaign in the second one was quite long as well, but this one definitely seems shorter. I don't know, maybe it's just because I'm better at the game, or I don't know, one of those things. But come on, sit down. Good dog. Sit, Ubu, sit. Bad dog. No, he's not going to sit down. Anyway, yes, it was one of those things, and it was just like, the campaign mode seemed very short, but there was one thing that I did notice, and the game ran a lot faster. The battles were much more intense. It wasn't a case of, you know, you're standing, oh, God. Noah, away. Anyway, it was one of those... Oh, dear. It's going to be one of those shows, isn't it? Anyway, the one thing I found about the campaign mode was that the action was a lot faster in it, and rather than just, you know, fighting like one or two grunts at one time, you'd be fighting an absolute massive handful of them, and I was in one fight against 10 geeks at some point. So the amount of enemies that you encounter at once is quite good, and the work together are a lot better as well, in the case that if one of them throws a grenade, usually the rest of them throw a grenade as well, and you bugger when that happens. But I think the mode that's going to win it for most people is, of course, the online mode. And again, it's based on what the Halo 2 was online, but again, they've made all those improvements. And one thing that I've noticed is if you want to leave the game, or you want to quit a game, then you get penalised a lot for that, rather than just, you know, entering a game then leaving straight away. And I think that's a good idea, and hopefully there'll be a way of getting rid of all the tossers who come in the game to ruin everyone's day. But, you know, we'll see how that goes. Anyway, after the break, I'm going to try and put this dog outside, otherwise it's going to shag it again. We'll play some music, and after the break I'll tell you a little bit about this competition. Anyway, down dog! Here's some music, kids. I don't know how I'm going to play, I'm going to play this. Enjoy!
takes a part of me. Something lost and never seen. Every time I start to believe, something's raped and taken from me, from me. Life's gotta always be messing with me. Can't it chill and let me be free? Can't I take away all this pain? I try to every night, all in vain, in vain. Sometimes I cannot take this blame. Sometimes it's my life I can't take. Sometimes I cannot feel my face. You'll never see me fall from grace.
For you now.
quick before the hyena comes.
This is for Rory. Surprise, surprise.
So we can hide, hide, so we can sing.
Playing it.
Apologies for the lack of talking, kids, and just solving a technical difficulty at my end. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to play some heavy metal now. Sorry, Violet. And that was some more heavy metal there for Violet, because we all know, I'm not even going to lie about that, she doesn't like it, but never mind. Anyway, as per usual, I'm joined by guests, and this week is the self-proclaimed biggest piece of news in Sonic. Oh dear.
See, they just make me sound really bad.
Well, we're getting old, but we're like the sort of, I don't know, Elton John and Rod Stewart of the Sonic community now.
I know which one I am. I'll give you a clue, I'm the one who wears tarts now, though.
Oh,
and beats the Licky Blob.
Anyway, how are you this fine evening? This fine, nearly winter's evening.
It's a good
I'm alright. I'm alright. The Dark Speed knows it's me. That's good. Other Dark Speed.
How's Sega? That's the big question on everyone's mind.
It's not. The big question on everyone's mind is, who's that bloke? And what's he got to do with anything? No, Sega's alright. Tomorrow is my last day of my freelance, because I had to spike. Even Violet, he sounded too different. What are you talking about, Vi? I sound like me. You met me twice. You know by now.
She met you twice. So stared at you for 5 hours straight. You know, you should know what he sounds like right now.
I'm just last day of my second part of my freelance. My lovely 6 weeks of freelance that was separated by 6 month period in between.
6 weeks?
3 weeks. That was what it was originally. It was originally 6 weeks of freelance, because that's what they could pay me to get Sonic City up and running. And then it was 3 weeks. They weren't ready for what I was going to do, so I went home again, expecting them to get caught up pretty quick, and it was 6 months later that I finally got back. So, yeah.
I think it might actually be down tomorrow, so you'd probably be there putting it back up. So, because I tried to get on it earlier today, and it wasn't up.
What wasn't up?
The Sega, or any of Sega.
they might well be, because they do like to do stuff on the weekend of like, migrating drives and things.
Ah, right.
And
they may be fixing that then. So I went on to get some lovely news, and nothing was there, and I was like, oh god. What am I going to do for my news section?
It's good, because there was a slight hitch in that Mario and Sonic blogs were taking an absolute age to be approved, and that hitch has now been solved, thanks to a meeting. So, hopefully with the Sonic and Mario news now, we won't have to wait. Well, I won't have to wait for 2 days before I get a response.
It's a shame they're not giving you a bit more power to do through, I suppose.
Well, the good thing is, because I should probably explain things to people. ROM is not. I think ROM is gone. Ding dong, the witch is dead. etc. And
did you steal his ruby? Did you steal his ruby slippers? Does he?
It was quite funny. As I did that, his toes curled up. And then they retracted underneath his desk, and there was sort of green puff of smoke, and there was no more. And then there was these very strange midgets that was walking around the place, and I think they were trying to fix the aircon, I think.
That was just Sven and Rory breaking in, I think, so...
Yeah, might have well been.
through that Sven flap. Which won't have been used. Have you been oiling it while Sven's been away?
Sven flap? No, I was actually trying the other day to install like a very very stiff spring so he can get in, but when he goes out again it'll just, you know, whack him
but
really hard to sail through the air.
There'll be like a pining noise come from the front door, and Sven like putting his hand on the front door as if to get out because he needs to go to the toilet.
Yeah, there'll be just this sort of like noise.
Oh dear. I wonder how they're doing. I saw there's some good shots of him and Rory wandering around TGS over on the wonderful TSS.
It's a bit of a gap, isn't there? It's been a bit of a gap in London, so I hope they are okay.
Yeah, I thought they might have sent something else over, because I imagine they'll have wandered around and found various of the Sonic-related crap. They're probably having a good time anyway. So
yeah, they're such a good time. They've forgotten all about us. I'll explain a bit about what's going on there in terms of community wise. The current plan is that there'll be somebody who takes over ROM's job in terms of entertainment and Sonic. Entertainment games, I mean. It's not just general entertainment. It's not going to go around, you know, juggling balls and stuff and riding a unicycle. Although that'd be nice. A little toy tricycle. And then juggling chimps. on fire.
But they can't afford freelance people to do their blog, Nick, never mind circus freaks turning up every day.
Well, this is the thing, I've been told to my face, so in the event that I never get to Sega again after tomorrow, you could all know that Sega Europe lie to people's faces, but the general thing is that they're actually fighting SOJ, quite literally, almost, to get this new position earlier. And I'm told it's going to be one of three things now. It's going to be, I'm going to be back in October, sort of middle end of October. I'll be back 1st of November, which would be good because then I'm in there in the run up to Mario and Sonic. Or I'll be back in the spring, as in like right beginning of the year. And then I will take over my position that you've actually noticed that I actually had a position on the email, didn't you?
Yes, it had a little
I did not know that. I was going around the office pointing at the email and just going, no, you never told me I had the position. For those who don't obviously know, I am the assistant community manager.
Who is the community manager then?
Whoever this new person is that's taking over from.
So technically you're the manager at the minute.
Yes, assistant community manager boy.
Assistant community manager.
She didn't quite affect me, she quite heard it.
You see, you've got manager in your title. You've got manager in your title. That automatically.
Yeah, I know.
You're all the way up there.
Yeah. No. Well, the general. I think the thing is, again, we're getting somebody coming in. Lots of people coming at the moment who worked for Codemasters. Now, Codemasters, to my knowledge, have not had a platform game in how long?
Since the 15th century, I think, you know. Codemasters, what did they want then?
I don't know, but this person who's coming in, who's going to be doing ROMs, entertainment, and Sonic, supposedly. And then you've got Dave Kempshaw, whose previous work, and he's working on Football Manager and things like that. He's now the senior online person, I believe. I've got so many bosses now, it's ridiculous. the job involved, Violet, it involves me trying to sort out Sonic, basically. I am literally... The aim is, anyway, I am literally your contact at Sega.
I've just got this image of sort of you coming at the Sega and Sonic's lying on the sofa, stubbly with a bottle of bourbon in his hand. You're like, come on, in the shower. And he's like, oh, I'm going to wake. Sorry, Sonic outside.
Give him a slap around the face a few times. Yeah. You know, it's like, come on, you've commitments today.
You've still got films to make. You've still got games to sell.
Yes, okay. We want you to star in another McDonald's ad. Oh no.
Oh, he's done too many of them now. Oh dear. But anyway, it's good.
We've told you before, as we say, otherwise Tails becomes dog food.
Chunky Fox.
Yeah. So yeah, that's it. We're almost there with Sonic City now. It's we're waiting. This is the new Sonic City, and it's all the characters have been rewritten now, at least to my specifications. they're just everything's got to be passed by SOJ, and there's a lot of several sort of instances of code errors at the moment, which is sort of like, I mean, one of the things we've got going at the moment is all the games are like bracketed off. In eight brackets for years, and for some reason, I changed the brackets because it was like 1991 to 1985, and there's been quite a few games between 1991 and 1995, so the page is huge because we have all these games on the side where it's listed, and you can sort of like toggle them off if you see what I mean.
That's good, yeah.
From one to the other.
Yeah.
So we've got at the moment like several instances of 1991 to 1993 which are empty, and they're all upside down, inside out, and in the wrong order now for some reason. So I'm doing that, and to my knowledge, I'm completely in control of Sonic City's content, or I will be in complete control of Sonic City's content to the best of my knowledge. The other thing I'm in complete control of currently and continuingly, presumably, even though I'm not going to be there, is going to be the Blognik. You may have noticed the Blognik has been updating, which is novel.
I've noticed that the one thing is the comments aren't instant anymore. There seems to be some sort of moderation to it.
Yeah, they have to be approved. Now, if I'm... No, unfortunately, I do not have the power to do that, you see. I don't have the power, at least currently. Dave's pretty insistent that I get a lot more power than I have to actually sort it out.
Are you sure? Considering you're looking after it, you should really have the power to moderate it. Yeah.
I think they're scared of what I might say, you know. But I'm always doing the approval process, and there's no real problem there. But so there's a competition lined up for the launch, which will interest you a lot. I'm hoping to tie in with Mario and Sonic because it's my idea. It'll work out nicely. We got what else have we got? So there's a lot of an article plan that I submitted, which seems to have been accepted. Which I was speaking to Dark Speeds before. If you were paying attention in the chat room, that I mentioned there was a fan classification. It's basically broken down into sort of five categories relating to the games coming out, the games currently in development. So hopefully we'll be getting, I'll be basically poking SOJ the stick until I get some kind of hook up with various people who are like developing the games and stuff. So we're getting stuff from there, and loads of other stuff. I'm hoping that once I get back, I'll be able to get in contact with a trio of musical gentlemen who might be able to give the odd guest blog and stuff. There's the fan category where we'll be talking about general things with fans and how Sonic has influenced them. Hence, the three names I touted that currently were obviously Sven, Darkspeed, and yourself, T.
Right.
Because obviously,
yeah.
And that does seem to be. That's Darkspeed just summed it up pretty good. In terms of it's where I get the tidbits from, and I'll send it on to you. I'll literally be your contact. I'll be your first line of defence and your first point of call.
And only line of defence.
only line of defence. Yes. I had to be defended the other day, which was quite interesting.
You are the Steven Seagal of the Sonic world, I think. So. let's hope it's going to be an Under Siege 1 and an Under Siege 2.
You have my niece.
I'm a chef.
That's my fight.
Stabbed. Anyway, that was interesting. Are you rustling your tea service about there?
Oh, I was pretending it was sort of like the knife, but.
Just sounds like you're pit moving the tea service from one side of your desk to the next.
And it's obviously the chat room has complete and utter respect for me and how hard I'm working and
how amazing you are.
That's really nice, guys. Cheers. That's really classy. I'm so I'm so pleased in a really genuine way about how happy you are that things are actually moving for you. I'll make sure I remember that, like, if I try and do anything for you ever. I've set you up a weekly Dimin competition as well. It was weekly. It's been suggested it might be more better if it was bi-weekly, and now somebody's insisting it's monthly, but as it's nothing to do with them at all, I'm going to ignore that. So it's going to be, and as it'd be me running it, I think I'll decide how and when it is. But we've got this new competition which hopefully will be going on. We'll have probably the launch competition first, and we'll start it off. called actually this is just to get proof and everything, so don't bank on it 100%, called Robotnik Roulette.
Ooh, would they let you do that? Because Robotnik seems to have been the dead name, hasn't it, apart from its brief mention in Sonic Adventure.
Yes, they will.
Oh, they will?
Yes, they will. Yes, they will. Because they can't deny that it's his name.
Cool.
So it seems the plan has been it's been very high. It's the idea anyway of lots of people. So hopefully we'll be getting something, and they would say it'd be a weekly thing. That actually it's quite funny because there's a narrative that explains everything, and that actually has to be approved by SoJ.
Have you made them a story? Have you?
Well, I made a justification for why this is happening.
So you're actually influencing the Sonic universe now.
Yeah, that's the idea. but it does involve a roulette wheel, several bits of a Sonic costume, and a lot of prizes, including signed merchandise from various people, signed rare merchandise from people to do with Sonic Team and stuff, and general other prizes. But it all depends on the spin of a wheel. So, and there'll be video clips and all sorts, and you know, that's the idea.
I'm just busy wiping the drool from my mouth, so like the slobbery dog that I am. But, yeah.
I mean, I have in terms of what we've got actually available for me anyway. I mean, we've got various games going on in the cupboard still, several of the old games. There's signed copies of game. There's a signed copy of a game signed by Yuji Naka. Signed prints and artwork, massive posters signed by Ogawa-san and other members of Sonic Team who were involved in Sonic and the Secret Rings. And lots of other things, which I'm hoping to dish out. I want to dish these things out. It all depends upon luck, of course, because spin of the wheel, but I'll see.
Well, I think I'd seem to look forward to in the next couple of... So when's it all kicking off, then, though?
I don't know. The blog... Whenever that's going to be part of the blog, Nick. At least that's what I'm saying it's going to be. Whether or not I get overruled or not, it's another matter. But... Excuse me for a second.
Oh, that's something I definitely look forward to. Should we play some music? I haven't had music for a little while.
Yeah, I have some. they're already upset now because they wanted to find out some more about it. We'll just tune in after this break.
Yes,
what's
the
music,
stay local, man. This is what this is about. We're talking Sonic, we're talking crap, we're talking. There'll also be my competition after the break as well, so.
Not just his competition. I'm going to do a spoiler about a Sonic Rex competition that's coming our way very soon as well. So it's all lots of special news on this.
It's all about competition
of tea time.
It is competition special. Fire away.
No, we have to break music first. We have to wait.
Oh, you have to wait now. You got to wait, kids. Now you see what he's doing.
I'm still upset. I'm upset now from their lack of respect. So we'll have to wait.
Right, let's play some music. Let's have some Chemical Brothers. Well, I hope the Chemical Brothers plays. If it doesn't, then we're going straight to Metal
City. Which one?
Hey boy, hey girl. Oh, hey girl, hey boy.
Oh.
Love it. Anyway, let's hope it plays. See if it plays. I'm listening. Oh, I can hear it. Can people, I hope people on the radio can hear it. Can you hear it?
Yes, well, I can hear it.
Good.
So.
I hope everyone else can hear it. If not, then enjoy... whatever the random radio thing's playing. And straight after that I'll be Metal City. So see you in a bit.
Hey girl, hey boy, superstar DJ, here we go! We'll be right back.
And that was titled Tempest Bad Future because everything was going to hell there, really. So, as it usually does when I do
it. It was a song.
It was funny because Rory, before the show, was I'm gonna bugger up at least twice in this show. And he went, the best part of SSR shows are when things go wrong. So, I'll just have to agree with them.
Presumably because that's when the DJ gets taken off the air. It's just the music.
It usually happens when I try to do something, but you know, there's at least one time it'll bugger up, but never mind. Anyway, before we came to the music, or the rather random collection of bits of music, you were going to tell us about the Sonic Rex competition.
I can't tell you exactly what the question's going to be yet. It's going to be a question. I'm not sure how hard I'm going to make it, but essentially it'll be... Oh, I don't know. It'll be a question. Or I might get you to do something for me. You know, something dirty and degrading. listen up. The prize will be a nice A3 print of the artwork from Shadow the Hedgehog of him, you know, holding his gun and walking and looking angsty. It's exactly the same one that I've got. But I'm going to give one to you guys. There's only about...
I was going to say, you're not giving away your one, are you?
No, and I don't have the ring to give away either. I don't have the ring.
What?
I don't have the ring either to give away.
Oh, right. That's alright then. Because
bleak.
There'll be a strange man appearing outside your house tonight. He'll just stare.
A3 printout of the Shadow of the Hedgehog artwork, signed by Mr. Yuji Naka. That is going to be the prize.
That's a good prize. In fact, it's an excellent prize. In fact, they only made a number of them, weren't they? I think there's only about 10 floating about of each, because there's some of Sonic and there's some of Shadow.
I think there's only about 4 of particular artwork.
Yeah.
And I have one of them. Well, now I've got 2 of them, obviously. But you're going to have the opportunity to buy one of those. And the chat room has erupted in the sense of... Oh no, Dark Space finally, actually. I was waiting for somebody to go, "Ooh, yeah, that's great." And Dark Space finally did. So you have a chance to win one of those, and I don't know, maybe I'll pop in a signed cover, front cover of Shadow the Hedgehog signed by me, because, you know, I've got a load of covers. I've got a load of sort of the dummy case covers from work of like Rush and Shadow, so I might as well.
It's really weird that you mentioned like signed things, because Violet Kev,
I have
Kev
my
says,
signature.
Kev said, "I know, Kev, I want your signature. You've already got it. I've got everyone's already." That was the thing. It's sort of like, you know, sort of like depends on. How do you define somebody who's a celebrity? Because I know Sven was telling me about this a little while ago, but when he was giving away the Sonic 06 guides and games, somebody actually asked him to sign the guide before he sent it off to him.
Oh, that's so, right.
Celebrity. But that sounds like an amazing prize. I can't wait to win it. I mean, trying it.
You got a birthday present early, didn't you?
I did.
A birthday from me.
Kevin sent me a copy of the Satsa soundtrack and.
It's sort of a sample of that, really, but it's
still the soundtrack to me. It's going in the soundtrack collection, so I just need to find a nice plastic wallet to keep it in to preserve it.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. But Sonic Rush is unfortunately still in its cellophane cover, because waiting for a DS to appear at my house so I can actually play it. But, you know.
Rory wants me to photocopy my arse and send it. I don't think I will. he might put a hole in it and do terrible things to it, so I don't particularly I don't think he wants to do that.
We know the way you operate, Rory. Yes. Anyway, so tell them about my competition. Because I've got a competition going, apparently, somewhere in Ypres. On eBay.
This will be interesting.
Yes, it will be interesting. Anyway, those of you who've listened in for the promises of competitions will have noticed there hasn't been one for quite a few weeks. And I've been saying...
Well, can I just quickly interrupt and say, Violet, no.
But as Violet said, can I have my love message massage? Happy ending, no. No happy ending for you, Violet. Go back to Sven. Anyway, before I say anything else controversial... yeah. Anyway, yes, I'm running a competition, and this will be running the next few weeks. And basically, if you want to play it, go to my TSS account and throw me a message, and you will be added to the list. And it is strictly first come, first served. Basically, this is a show. Well, this is a competition that will be running on the show. It's going to be pre-recorded, so you can listen in. You won't know whether you've got through the next stage or not until the next round. Basically, you'll be asked a series of 5 questions, and hopefully there'll be a couple of contestants on every show, and so many will go through the next round, and eventually it'll sort of whittle down Battle Royale-esque.
Can we have, do you remember the radio show with, like, the darts game? The darts was the questions. Can we have the sound effects for that?
The darts.
when you miss.
I think I need a pass and fail sound, but I don't know. Anyway, at the minute the prize is small, but it shall increase. I shall add more prizes to the pot as we go, no doubt. But anyway, at the minute it looks like you're going to be able to win yourself a nice box set of those Sonic DVDs, the entire series, and I haven't decided which one yet. It'll either be the Sat-AM one, or it'll be the Adventures of. So how's that for a prize? It's not signed, although it could be if you want it signed, but you know.
Anyway, signed by us.
Signed by, yeah. Actually, I might take
signed
the...
Signed by us.
Yeah, I might take the VGL, and might get it signed by Sven and that other person, his brother. I can't remember his name.
Okay, it's not signed by me.
Sven Jr., that's his name. Anyway... I'm going to use my guinea pig, if you don't mind.
Oh yeah, go on then. This will be fun.
Competition, and may as well get the music started, because it's going to be some lovely music anyway. Let's go. Is it going to play? There we go. This will be like the editing. We've got the competition menu, so it's like, so what is your name, young sir?
I can barely hear you now.
What? You can barely hear me. Just drowned by music. There you go. Name.
Name?
Yes.
I am... hang on a second. There you go. Name?
Yeah.
Kevin James Edward Eva.
That's a long name. I wasn't expecting it to be that long. And where are you hailing from?
A-A-U-K.
A-A-U-K. Marvellous.
That's
And where does one hail from?
Where's one hail from? one hails from Hail Tram.
Hail Tram.
Hail Tram.
Marvellous. Anyway, I'm going to be asking you 5 questions. Each question will get marginally harder until you get to the end. There's a maximum of 5 points you can score. You'll have up to 2 minutes to answer all 5 questions. We'll go as fast or as slow as you want, but if we run out of time, that's it. 5 questions, you might get them done in 5 seconds, I don't know.
go fast or as slow as you like. You're not going to tell the catalogue I've forgot that.
But so you can't look things up on Wikipedia, that's the idea.
Wouldn't the tap of keys give it away?
You frantically type things in.
I'm not going to do any good at all at these, so it's...
You might, the questions aren't that hard, but they'll be getting harder later on. Anyway, here we go, to the sound of Azura Lake. Anyway, here we go. Question 1. In Sonic 1 for the Sega Genesis / Mega Drive, Dr. Robotnik is regularly encountered in Act 3 of most stages. However, one stage in the game is not encountered in Act 3. What is the name of that stage?
Was that Sonic 1, yeah?
Sonic 1 for the Mega Drive.
Sonic 1 that I don't give a damn about and never completed.
Yep.
I'm gonna guess that it was, That one. I really don't care.
You fail the first question.
Is that Sonic, I'm assuming?
Yes.
See, I knew that. I'm Starlight.
Nope. Incorrect. It was, in fact, Scrap Brain Zone. You fight him in Final Zone rather than Scrap Brain Zone.
See, I completely forgot about Final Zone because I, for no reason, believe that they should really use something so lame.
You've used up a minute of a lot of time already. You're doing really well. This will usually last for 2 minutes, kids. Usually it won't be a bumbling fool like AUK. Hopefully he won't make a comment after every incorrect answer. If he's still there. I can't even hear him.
He's going to be very concise now.
Still, yeah, just very silent. Question 2. Which famous pop legend was rumoured to have collaborated with the Sega to compose tracks for Sonic 3 for the Mega Drive?
Pass.
It was, in fact, Michael Jackson. Did you fail? Question 3. Name 2 of the unlockable characters in Sonic 3D for the Sega Saturn.
Arse.
You're doing really well. Just keep on going. One of the protagonists in Sonic Adventure 1 was...
Hey, seriously, what was the last question?
Last question. You could have had Metal Sonic, Metal Knuckles, Eggman, Tails Doll...
I asked you what the actual question was.
The question was... You didn't answer it. You didn't say. You said pass.
That was the most concise answer I could give you. I was imagining Sonic R?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, yeah, funny enough, I was playing it earlier, so yeah, well, Eggman after the... if you win all 5 races.
Yes.
Metal Sonic after the first one.
Right, yeah, you got it.
Metal Knuckles, Puppet Tails, and I
Kev has already failed, by the way, kids, so we're just going to carry on for the sake
of... He doesn't care.
Question 4. Question 4. One of the protagonists in Sonic Adventure 1 was E-102 Gamma, a robot created by Eggman, turned good. Name his brothers.
What? Sorry, the connection cut then, what's that?
One of the protagonists in Sonic Adventure 1 was E-102 Gamma, a robot created by Eggman, turned good. Name 3 of his brothers.
Zero, Beta.
I'll give you that one.
Zero, Beta, Delta, Omega's his brother. Five, yeah. He's technically his brother, it's
yes,
the same series.
I'll give you them. Well then, you've scored 1 so far.
Right.
Let's go back to the final question. Question 5. Thank God we're nearly at the end. Question 5. Who voiced Dr. Eggman in Sonic Adventure 1 and 2 before unfortunately dying from a heart attack and being replaced by Mike Pollock? Was it A, Long John Baldry, or B, Dean Briston?
B.
The answer is correct. Well done, he got to the end.
I'm glad you gave me multiple choice because I couldn't remember Dean Briston.
He got to the end.
It's like Dean. Yeah. Dean, Mr. Dean.
Competition results. There we go, that's it. You got 2 out of 5, well done.
No, I got 3 out of 5.
You got 3 out of 5, well, I'll give you 3 out of 5 anyway. There you go. So anyway, that was the perfect example of how not to play the game. So, and well done to all those in the chat room who got the right answers.
Passed.
And Violet says, Baldry voiced Sonic, Dr. Robotnik in The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. He's quite correct.
There we go. I get a
boat. So anyway, that'll all be pre-recorded, so you won't, if you're a clusterfuck like AAUK is here, then if you botch up, we'll be able to start again. Oh dear. So anyway, if you want to be in that competition, pass.
Uh.
this show's going really well. It's going really well. I'm really impressed with how well this show's going. Oh my god. Where's Sven and his foghorn when you need him? Oh dear. Anyway, if you want to be part of that competition, go over to the SSMB, find my name, click on it, and send me a message. First come, first serve. I'll give you an email or whatever if you want to be in the game. And the condition is you must have a mic and you must have Skype, because otherwise it's a bit pointless. Unless you want to, you want to phone me.
It's a good idea to spot up and actually know that this is going to be sprung on you. So, yes. Make sure you know your stuff beforehand.
Yeah, make sure you know all your stuff. And when you send in your entry, write down an area of specialty that you'd like to specialise in.
Oh, for God's sake!
What?
I didn't get a specialist thing then.
No, because you've got the example. You can.
So again, even if I got 5 out of 5, I wouldn't have won.
What would your area of specialty be? Sonic Rex.
Fail. Axe.
Violet Dreadnoughts cannot be a specialty. Oh dear. Anyway, if you want to enter that, head over to SMB, find my name, send me a message, and hopefully I'll get in touch with you during the week and we'll record some crap like that. Anyway,
my strong bear's answer is 4, by the way. There are always 4.
There are 4 lights.
There are 4 tails plushies.
Oh, this show is rapidly going downhill and gathering lots of moss.
That's why I'm not on that often. I just ruined it.
He's ruined it for everyone. Well, I don't know. It's been so many mug ups with music. I've had my dogs tried to make love to me. It just gets better.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, bow, wacka, wacka, bow, wow. It's a shame it's a guy. Anyway, let's play some music.
You stop.
Do you have a request? I know you played your request before, but do you have any more?
I have several requests. None of them are music, but I've got several requests.
Ham sandwich. I'll get on that.
Yes. No, actually, we have, as he was a question, can we have E102's theme?
We can, yes. We most certainly can. Anyway, before that, let's have something fast. Some Dragon Force, I think. Enjoy! And we're back, and that was a theme of E102 Gamma, not a theme of E102R as it says on my playlist. I don't think WMA or whatever. WMA.
Technically, I'm supposed to. It should also be the theme of E102R, I suppose.
Something like that, I don't know. Before that was Dragon Force Blackfire, and amongst the mishmash of things, going to hell. And right before that was Machine Supremacy, who I've played before on the show, a band who call their own type of music Sid. And that was a track called Zogrim Ate My Hamster. And we're back on that note. I'm joined here by Mr. AUK once more. And we're going to talk.
Greeting.
And we're going to talk a bit more about meetups and various other things. There's been a lot of talk on the chat room and in one of the SSMB links about another Sonic meetup, because it seems people just can't get enough of delicious Sonic meetups.
Yeah, they love hanging out with the people and going, oh, it's Dreadnoughts, and that's their
I've met Sven like 5 times now, and I still do that every time I see him. So
I'm trying to think how many times I've met Sven now. I think it's 4.
Yeah, it's 4 for me. So was the first? Was it? Was it your first time at Nottingham? Was it?
Yeah, Nottingham's first time.
Yeah, that was my first time with Sven as well.
JJ, yes, it's me. This just the fact that I've been on for God knows how long, they're actually debating whether or not it's actually me or not.
Yeah.
that's brilliant.
Darkspeed says,
I'm making that much of an impression.
Darkspeed says, haha, Dread and Rory are the first I've met from you bunch. Yeah, by like about 20 minutes. Except
again,
the mic-
JJ, if you looked at any of the comics, you'd find my name on there.
Kev's second name Eva or something that sounds like that. Yeah, it is. He's Ava Unit 1. Scary, trippy scene. Don't quite understand the storyline.
I'm going to eat an angel's bleep.
Dear.
And also take in the spirit of my
mother.
Future son.
Oh, some shit, I don't know. I first met a bunch of very quiet, shy nerds when I attended BirdCon. I don't remember me being quiet or shy at BirdCon, to be honest. So I remember sleeping for a bit. But, nothing else. But anyway, yeah, the next meetup, as people have pointed out, is BGL. I don't know what's quite happening with all that, but I think at the minute it's me. AUK, if he's still there. I think he's dropped out of hyperspace.
Yes.
No, he's still here, well, is it you, me, Sven, Rory, Violet, Mike, and anyone else who decides to want to turn up? I know some of the people have got tickets and things, but
I don't know if River Sonic's coming or not.
Is Sonic coming, is he?
River Sonic might be coming.
Who?
Forever Sonic.
Ah, oh, Forever Sonic, alright, there we go. Yeah, he said he got a ticket, but I don't know, if you fancy coming along, then yeah, fair enough, we'll be hovering around.
You should have got a ticket by now.
What's that?
If you fancy coming along, you should really have got a ticket by now, because
you should really have got a ticket by now, but I know there's some people who've got tickets, but I can't remember off the top of my head. But we'll be up on our balcony with our viewing goggles.
Causing havoc.
Yeah. What's this? People are saying we should have a beat up, but we should have it at Alton Towers. Do you have any idea how fucking hard it is to get Alton Towers unless you drive a car?
And I've seen all some train stations. It's nothing.
There's just nothing. There's no way of getting Alton Towers unless you drive.
Do you remember the Peanuts cartoon? You got Lucy's psychiatry box. It looks like that. Psychiatry kiosk looks like exactly like that, except a bit of rail made out of 2 pipe cleaners in front of it.
And plus, I don't want to go on Towers because I was there last week. So.
Plus, I don't want to go to Alton Towers because it costs a bomb.
It costs absolute fortune. I don't know. I mean, It was quite the only value.
Let's go to Sport Park, so there'll be a chance on fire.
Let's go to Blackpool.
JJ, he's gonna hire a minibus, so we're gonna drive.
He's gonna go around the fucking country collecting everyone. It'll take about 3 days just to collect everyone.
Who of us actually drives? None of us drive.
Well, I drive, I just don't have a car.
Are you actually? He has. But then again, guys, would you trust this man who hasn't driven in ages, no?
I usually head bang while I'm driving, which means I'm not looking at the road 50% of the time. Do you like those odds? I don't think so.
Plus, you'll probably be wearing the hat and it'll get in the way.
Oh dear. Yeah. I don't know where else we could really meet up apart from cities. I mean, Nottingham.
Oh, JJ said he's now going to do it. He'll drive us all around. I'm assuming that means he's going to hire the van as well.
to the Hindenburg.
No, that bodes for disaster.
because I'm piloting it, or because it's filled with hydrogen. I don't know.
I'm hoping Sven gets back soon, because I need a list of people for him.
I need a list of what?
People for Sven.
You need a list of people?
About who he... A list of people. He knows sort of more about who does what than I do, probably. So I'll need a list of people for him, for who would be sort of people in the community who would be sort of in charge of things and stuff. I've got a list, but I need to actually collab with him on that. You just inadvertently reminded me.
Who's on your list so far?
Various people to do with the community. I won't name names at the moment. So you're on it.
What?
As you're on quite a few. I'm sorry, I just saw Darkspeed's message and woo, and it's a baby laugh. But I'd not need to interview one of the female kinds.
What? You need to interview one of the female kind? There's only one girl who likes Sonic, and that's Violet. There's no other girls in the universe who like Sonic.
No, there's at least two.
At least two.
I know of four. So it's going up all the time.
Yeah. It's just the fact that Sonic...
I need to sort of out this list of people who does Sonic bits. That's one of the things I want to do for them, is sort of get some like a directory of who's in charge of what site, how to contact them, and say again. There's something being planned. If you are a webmaster or have a Sonic site that it's moderately big and well known, there might be something lined up for you that I'm trying to do. But we'll see how that goes. I'll have a meeting about it on Monday, so we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, I should really have a site by now, shouldn't I? I should just pay somebody to make my site.
You need to sort out that domain name that shall remain nameless.
Shall remain nameless.
Yes, in case somebody takes it, so we'll just refer to it as everybody clears as the future domain.
We'll just refer to it as x.com. And no, it isn't t.com. Although, is that taken? Or is there a minimum amount of letters you have to have in your name?
I think the individual letters have been taken.
Have they? Oh, it's a shame. Yeah.
No, it's something coming up that would get the community involved a lot more. But we should see. I'm actually talking to various marketing people at the moment, so we'll see what comes of that.
Well, I take back my statement that it's been a quiet week.
There's lots going on behind the scenes.
There is. I can't wait.
But in any case, I have to go now.
Yes.
Because my connection's going to go.
Your ketchup's going
to go. My connection is going to go.
All
not
right.
My ketchup.
chasing ketchup down the street. Well, yeah, it's been a rather random. It's been a rather random show, but thank you very much for coming on and being my guinea pig. As you usually
yeah.
are.
Yeah. Yeah, he wants me to test cosmetics on.
Yes. Hairspray. Anyway, thank you very much for coming on, and I shall no doubt speak to you in the near future.
I should hope so.
Aye, well, you know, things happen.
I shall see everyone later.
Yes, say
goodbye
to the IRC.
Goodbye, IRC. For those who care, and those who don't. Sod off.
I'd play the violin song from Sonic, but it's upbeat rather than a. Oh, my heart cries for you. Anyway, cheers, Kev. Catch you later.
See you later, boys and girls. Later. Peace out.
Oh, there we go. I think it's just about time we ended the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening in. It's been rather mental. I don't know. I don't really know what's been going on. Lots of crap has been happening. But, you know, it's been a good show. It's turned out all right. Anyway, tune in next week. Tea Time will be back at its usual slot of 7 p.m. for every other week. Remember the competition. Hoya the thingy my way on SSMB, and I'll enter you in the competition. Anyway, tomorrow night at 8 p.m, as per usual, is the Raccoon Zone with your favourite coon, Mr. Rory Raccoon. So tune into that, and I shall catch you later on the week. See you later. Have a good one.